The Adjustment. Greetings, dear ones. I am Relia, and I join you this day with your game well in progress. You're moving at an astounding pace, and yes, we see all the difficulties and challenges. You're missing this over here and being attacked by that over there. However, what you may not see is that the feminine energy is now grounded on planet Earth. We talked about this when the timeline was crossed last November, as you had very unusual opportunity to ground it and make it yours. Well done, dear ones. It's not only happened, but now the feminine energy is grounding even more. As we've mentioned before, this is a different type of energy. A new balance. It's very difficult to compare the two types of power, masculine and feminine, because they work in completely different ways. Clearing a new line has now been crossed, which is setting the stage for a new reality, even though there are difficult things playing out. The first part of this wave has already given the collective a higher vision and raised the bar in many areas of your game. Raising the collective actions is yet to follow. So as you rise, envision ways to anchor it into your reality. Soon, you will start seeing it from an entirely different perspective and understand the empowerment it carries. As the feminine continues to rise, you will see a natural pushback of the masculine. View this as a balancing, dear ones, and not a competition. For several years now, there's been a considerable division on your planet, and it has continued to worsen until very recently. Now it's starting to actually work as a collective, and there are several important parts of this. First, in the new blend of feminine energy, every human being can now see from a slightly higher perspective. It does not necessarily mean that they choose to change their perspective, but it is an option. Second, the way you approach and view things may change as well. In other words, your sense of what is important may change abruptly out of experience. The third thing that may happen is that you may feel a stronger resistance from the masculine. As we mentioned before, this is not a race, but a balancing act. And balancing can happen slowly. The family of E. It is this new balance of the collective and the reaction that has caused protesters to take to the streets in many parts of the world. The founding principles of the family of E is that the spirit is equal in all humans. And of course, you're seeing it in demonstrations. It is actually a balancing process that has to do with the family of E. Quite some time ago, the family of E came to this planet to ground this experimental game of free choice. It's the first time they actually took off their wings and became part of any game and worked it out in physical form. Most have reincarnated so many times now that they've lost the memories of who they truly are. For many, even those reading this now, it is only a deep feeling. So it's all about that balance. Globally, one of the things taking place right now is the balance or imbalance of racism. You can see a rapid alignment in an attempt to harmonize, such as removing offensive old age monuments, to changing the name of sports teams. Humanity is taking a higher look as the feminine rises. Humanity is re-evaluating prejudices at this time of mastery, which is a milestone. Of course, it is about much more than simply race. We bring to your attention precedents about the Islamic religion in parts of the world. Much has been pushed out of balance, which could also be considered a form of racism. However, the feminine energy is here in a new way now, and it will be absorbed in differently than ever before. As these things come to the surface, dear ones, see them as they are and fear not. So what has to happen for the energy to feminine energy to rise and stay? Oh, it's already grounding, and we tell you it's never going back to what it was. because human consciousness has changed. Of course, it is simply the idea of the masculine being superior in some way. Yes, although you have different bodies, skin colors, and were born in different places, you're all the same spirit and equal in that aspect. The cosmic joke. We find racism on Earth to be somewhat of a cosmic joke. Why? Because people who are biased against certain race must understand that they are multidimensional beings, having multidimensional experiences in different realities. If the prejudice is a learned belief system, then it can be changed. Multi-generational hate, however, is more resistant. In this case, we can almost guarantee you that in another dimension, they're actually carrying the race that they are biased against. It's interesting how it works. Just wait until they come home. Then everyone's going to have the biggest laugh about the cosmic joke that no one really understood when they were on Earth. The challenge. All of this is happening as the feminine continues to slowly rise and take hold. There are many changes and challenges in the days ahead. Find your strength in harmony, and you will find the light, as the path of least resistance emerges. There is one big challenge about the feminine energy that everyone should be aware of. Complacency will allow it to die and fall back into obscurity. The feminine energy is not complacent, even though that has always been taught as part of your harmony. Take your place, dear ones. If you simply hold hands, even in the smallest amount, you can begin to connect in a different way. Hold hands when you can, dear ones, even if it's only energetically. Know that your energies combine together in the magic of the universe, for you have already created a miracle here on planet Earth. And we can't wait to see what you do with it next. Well done, dear ones. It is with high honor that I ask you to treat each other with respect. Nurture one another and play well together. I am Merlia. Come up and see me sometime. Aspavo. Greetings from home, dear ones. I am the Keeper of Time. I join you this day with such pride from this side of the veil. You must understand, we watch what is taking place in your world, and we are overjoyed at the anchoring of the new energy. You have done so incredibly well, dear ones. Now, as you step forward, things will start to shift. Yes, there is much energy coming in, and that is often very difficult to judge exactly where one is supposed to be. So please do not judge the world events that are taking place. You have much that will unfold rather quickly, and with it brings all new opportunities. Understand that you have everything that you need for what is coming and more. You are here, dear ones, because you brought something for the larger aspect of humanity. You knew this would happen at some point. Many of you are here from some 300 years in the future to be with us now. We'll share more about that aspect soon, so you can better understand the larger picture. The last time we all came together, we were talking about merging dimensions and the four vibrational lines of integrity. What you think, what you feel, what you act on, and what you believe. If you can align all four of those, your spirit is in charge. And the challenge that many people have been dealing with is simply trying to align those vibrations. As that alignment happens, vibrations rise. What you are witnessing globally is that your systems are the last things to catch up. Now all of your systems are stressed and change is in motion. Whether they are set into motion to help guide you or to govern you, all of these are now need adjustments. Of course, it is very challenging because there are many who will try to take advantage of that situation. Just understand that you have opened doors before you, and many new opportunities are coming as a result of those changes. And all that is needed to keep your eyes open to watch for those times and to feel those gentle nudges as they go forward. That is all that is needed. Grounding the feminine. Dear ones, we will speak this day about the feminine energy in motion on Earth. The feminine energy is still rising, which is showing up in societal norms changing. Numerous signs have surfaced having to do with the role of feminine energy within society. Traditionally, everyone played their parts as it was actually worked, but now that has changed and energy has shifted into new areas. There is one aspect that is especially difficult for those who carry strong feminine energy to deal with, and it's probably the most critical. It's about the ability to put yourself first. Because of the sensitivity and empathy inherent in the feminine energy, it is one of the biggest challenges. Although you want to make sure everyone else is okay so that you can be okay, you don't have to solve everyone else's problems. Does that sound familiar? Well, in reality, it only works when you put yourself first. We've shared that illustration often with a keeper who traveled for many years on airplanes. When the oxygen mask dropped from the ceiling, you are asked to have remembered to put yours on first and then help others. Because if you don't take care of you, you have nothing to give other people. And that is one of the biggest challenges of humanity, with the way the feminine energy has filtered into society. Even though it's quiet and harmonious, it's actually much more powerful energy than most people understand. You're moving in that direction very clearly right now, so you'll soon discover that if you haven't already. Dear ones, in this new empowerment, it is critical that you understand you are first in the energy line. When you don't act accordingly, you change the energy flow. As you shift things, then you have to deal with the repercussions of that. However, your natural state is to be right in the front, receiving the first of the energy and nurturing yourself so that you have more to give those other people. That is the critical aspect that many people forget when things start to shift on the planet, as they are today. Take care of yourselves, for you are needed more than you know. Now, there's contracts. We'll start kicking in now. And as we've mentioned before, there are specialist guides waiting in the wings. You're in magical times on planet Earth, dear ones. You have never been here before, and we can't wait to see what you do next. We ask that you treat each other with the greatest of respect. Nurture one another. Play well together. Well done, dear ones. I am the Keeper of Time, and I love you dearly. Asbabo.